Coach, can you just talk about Matt Ryan? You know, especially after last year, the way last season ended, the tough loss in the playoff game, no hangover from that, obviously being 6-0. Can you just talk about mentally and physically, you know, his development?
Well, I think that Matt's maturation process through the first four seasons has been outstanding. He's got a great understanding of the game. Each year, he identifies an area that he wants to work on and get better at. And he takes that area and really concentrates on it. And this year he wanted to get stronger. So he was back in the weight room, his first guy back in, and worked extremely hard to get stronger. You look at him and you don't see a whole lot of difference in his body, but his body fat is down and his strength numbers are up. And I think you can see that not necessarily on his long balls, but on his short and intermediate balls. And Matt's one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around. From early on, you knew he had a great work ethic, and you've got to have that at the quarterback position, I think, to be successful, because everyone looks at the quarterback and how he's reacting and responding to all different situations.
It must be a tremendous advantage. You have a lot of weapons. You have, a terrific tight end, a real good slot guy, and a good running game. But it must be a wonderful advantage for him to have two excellent wide receivers. Can you just talk about how you guys, may have that advantage? Teams can't really focus on Roddy or Julio.
I think it's similar to what you guys have up there. You've got two wide receivers that create issues for defenses. It depends on how people are trying to defend you. And each week it's a different dynamic in terms of how people are going to try to defend our offense, just like when we're putting the game plan to defend the Eagles' offense. But when you have two guys that could require extra attention, it's going to open up other areas of your offensive playbook. And I think that's why you want to have as many playmakers as you possibly can. And Julio and Roddy, I think, are outstanding receivers. They're also very good team players. They realize that there's going to be certain games that the ball may not come their way, and that's going to be dictated by how people are trying to defend us. They've got one goal, I think, and I think it's a goal of everybody on our football team, and that's just to win, whatever we've got to do. Because they're hard to come by.
Particularly this week, how big of a help has Asante Samuel been, given his history here and his familiarity with the Eagles?
Well, Asante can give us some insight on the roster, and that's probably the biggest the biggest thing. He's practiced against those guys, but Asante's been a great addition to our team. He's a very positive guy. He's a very vocal guy. He's fun to be, he's fun to be around. I've enjoyed interacting and coaching with him. But he's a very intelligent football player, and I think, his statistics speak for that.
Hey, Coach, I wonder if you could just talk about the evolution of your defense, and specifically what Sean Witherspoon has brought to the table for your team.
Well, we've been, we're always changing. I think you're always learning as a player and as a coach, and it's ever changing. And I think that's the thing about coaching, is that you've got to be able to improvise and adjust and play to the strengths of your players. I think Sean Witherspoon has grown into the leader of this defense through his first 3 years, and it's something that you earn. I think he's made some game-changing plays thus far in the first six games, and we've put him in some different positions than what he had played in the in his first couple years here. And I think he's taken to it very well.
The forgotten guy seems like in your offense is Michael Turner. Just talk about what he brings to your team as well, and that he can kind of still be that guy that carries the load.
Yeah, Michael Turner's been an integral part of the success that we've had. And I think every coach believes that you've got to be able to run the football. It's and definitely there's going to be a point in a game or a point in the season that you got to be able to run the football. Michael's not forgotten in our minds, that's for sure. I know that we have not run the ball as efficiently as we would like, but we started the season knowing that Michael wasn't going to get 30 touches a game or 20, even 20, 25 touches a game. We're not going to look up at the end of the season and see him with 300 carries. But when people are going to put their resources in stopping the passing attack, then Michael's going to have to carry the load for us. And that's, I think, the great thing about the NFL is it's all about matchups and how people are going to try to defend you, and you have to work in those within those parameters. And I think Michael is a very good running back. I think the guy you guys got up there is creates a lot of issues for us as well. LeSean is he's a heck of a back. He's got great vision, and there's no telling where he's going to go. He starts front side and can end up backside, so it's going to be important for us to have great leverage.
Coach, the Eagles have a remarkable record after the bye. Are you seeing anything on the film, or what's your take on that?
Well, Andy and his staff, I think, are one of the are one of the best staffs in the NFL, and I think their record over the 13 years that Andy has been there speaks to it. And a lot of those guys have been on that staff for a long time. It's really amazing to have a 13-0 record coming off a bye week, and I think it speaks volumes of the way that they do business up there. And they've been one of the most relevant football teams over the last 13 years in the NFL.
What are the challenges, if any, to them changing defensive coordinators? What does that do for an opponent, and specifically the first opponent?
Well, we're going to get some unscouted looks. I'm sure of that. We're not anticipating they're going to change from a 4-3 to a 3-4 by any means. I think that the way that the game is going to be called is going to be probably different. It may be the same, may not, but I think that it will be. And I think certain situations, what I call the situational football, the most important plays, the third down plays, the red zone plays, the plays that that really make a difference in a game, I'm sure are going to have a little different philosophy with Coach Bowles. And I know Coach Bowles has a great reputation. Super intelligent. He's worked with a couple of guys on our staff, so that we are somewhat familiar with him, although not as a defensive coordinator and calling a game.
Hey, Coach, if you could just talk about Tony Gonzalez still playing at a high level, still getting it done. Just talk about what he means to your team as well.
Well, Tony it's amazing what he's been able to accomplish throughout his entire career. In my mind, he's beaten Father Time. He's still playing very, very effectively. He's a guy that I think was really the first athlete, the true athletic. I know people talk about Ozzie Newsome and Shannon Sharp as probably the first two, but I think Tony's kind of changed the way that the tight end position was looked at and played. And he is a great mentor for our younger guys. Tony doesn't say a whole lot in terms of on the practice field and in the meeting rooms, but when you go out and watch how he works, he sets a great example, not just for the receivers and offensive players, but for the entire football team. I don't know that there's any guy that works harder at his craft than Tony Gonzalez.
And I'll get you out of here on this one. You guys have been known as a running team mostly in the past, and you guys have evolved to a more vertical passing game. Where'd that philosophy come from?
Well, our philosophy is we want to be a scoring offense and a scoring team, and we want to use the resources that we have to our advantage. And right early on, we were more of a running team because we felt that gave us the best chance to win. We ran more than we threw. And I think there's been an evolution with our team, with the resources that our personnel department has been able to put together. And you've got to play to the strengths of your team. And I think now we are a team that can both score running the football and throwing the football. And people have asked me many times, you know, are you a running team or are you a throwing team? We want to be a scoring team because ultimately you've got, you know, you got to win football games. And that's hard to do in the NFL. Every week it's a new challenge. You can't even consider what happened the previous week and try to compare scores because it's a different dynamic every Sunday.